Welcome to the Management Minute with Dr. Donita Brown, where we sit down with business leaders to gain valuable insights and advice on how to navigate the world of management. Whether you're a seasoned manager or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I'm Donita Brown, a professor in the College of Business at Lipscomb University. I'm also an author, speaker, and habit coach. For almost 20 years, I worked in corporate America and managed teams of 2 to 102. Welcome to this week's episode. This week's guest is Dr. Ray Eldridge, Dean of the College of Business here at Lipscomb University. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Donita. Appreciate you asking me.
Glad you're here. So we always start off each podcast with the guest giving a one-sentence bio. And I'll warn you, most people can't do a one-sentence bio, so it's fun to see how they handle that. So give us your one sentence bio.
Well, I'm not very good at punctuation, so I have long sentences, but let's start from the top. I'm a believer. I'm a husband, a father of two, a big brother, and blessed to have two careers. You know, one retired as a U.S. Army officer and now in higher education.
That's great. That was actually a pretty good one sentence bio.
As long as I don't have to use any commas.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Commas are overrated. All right, let's get to our questions. Are you ready for question number one?
Let's go.
All right. How do your values impact your management philosophy?
Oh, I think everything is based on values. I try to be purposeful about having a set of values. And I think, you know, we're all products of our background. And so I think many of these were shaped at my undergraduate. You know, I was a cadet at the Citadel and they had the honor code. A cadet does not lie, steal, or cheat. And so I've always kind of placed a group of values with honor. And I think obviously honor is much more than lie and stealing and cheating, but the whole concept of integrity, credibility, building trust, being humble. And so I sort of put several values in that group. And then I guess my other pile of values is duty. In our barracks at the Citadel, when you walked in, there was a big brass plaque from a former general in our history. It said, duty is the sublimest word in the English language. You can never do more than your duty, and you should never do less. And so that stuck with me. And so in that group of values, duty, you know, I put selfless service, courage, excellence, continuous improvement, learning. And so I sort of group them like that. But I think what's key, however someone defines their values, that's key, defining your personal value. And then I think they serve as aspiration. All those things I just listed, you know, I'm still working on, but they set the foundation. I think before you go off in all the many leadership theories, unless you know what your values are and you are committed to them, it's hard to move on from there.
So one of the things that you highlighted in talking about your values was your duty. So tell us what your duty is in the College of Business, being the dean.
Well, if I use those words I just used, I mean, part of it is selfless service. I mean, that's part of a leader. You have to, you know, you're already committed that this has to be, it's bigger than yourself. And I think someone needs to ask themselves that. And then you're committed to continuous improvement, excellence, that you're moving the organization in the right direction, and courage. You know, I don't think I mentioned that one earlier. I kind of put that in the grouping of duty. But to be able to stand up for your team, being able to also then in the reverse, being able to stand up for the administration, my boss, and how do you convey that, communicate that to the team you work with, and then vice versa, the courage to represent the team in front of those who operate the university.
I love it. So duty and courage. Yes. Those are great. You ready for question number two?
Let's go.
Who or what has had the most impact on your management style?
You know, it's probably cliche, but I go to my parents. I would say them first. Because the choices they made, you know, I'm actually first generation high school student. But I saw through them, despite that, they were committed, such a work ethic, such a commitment to God, so humble. You know, until my dad really had got checked into the hospice, he was still visiting. He called sick people. He didn't put himself in that category. So that really shaped. And if I squeeze in one other professionally, it was a boss I had in the Army, Colonel Gerald McGrady, he's no longer with us, but he was the epitome of courage. I mean, personally, you know, lead from the front, but also professionally, which ties in what I just mentioned. I mean, he defended his soldiers and you weren't going to mess with him. But at the same time, he was committed to the big mission. And that's really stuck with me.
I love that. You know, I so appreciate the fact that you said your parents. I would love to go back after a couple of seasons of these podcasts and see how many people actually say their parents. It's amazing to me to see the number of guests that have referenced things that their mother, father, grandparents have done that has had an impact on their life.
Oh, no, that's interesting. And probably, unfortunately, you don't realize that till it's maybe too late.
That's right. That's right. Before we get to the next question, let's pause for a quick message about Lipscomb University's College of Business. Are you looking to sharpen your management skills and take your career to the next level? If so, look no further than the MBA program at Lipscomb University. Our part-time program is designed to provide you with the knowledge and the tools you need to excel in today's fast-paced business environment. Lipscomb offers both in-person and online formats that make it a perfect fit for full-time working professionals. Apply now and elevate your management skills. Learn more and apply at lipscomb.edu/business. Okay, ready for question number three?
Yes.
What book has made the biggest impact on you?
Oh boy, you know, I love to read.
I know you do. So I'm waiting for this answer because I'm hoping it's a book I haven't read and I can put it on my reading list.
I was going to see how quick I could squeeze in a couple. First Kings, I love the story of Elijah and really his leadership. It's always a character that has, I don't know, just resonated with me. You know, I mean, he had God with him, but it was so powerful, you know, with working with the widow and during the famine, standing up to Ahab and, you know, the prophets of Baal, so strong and powerful. And then just a few verses later, he crashes and burns. He thinks he's the only one. He's so tired and worn out. So you see that happen to such a great leader, and then here comes God in and lets him know he's not alone. So I think there's just several lessons in that really sticks out to me. I'd squeeze in Henry Cloud, Integrity. That really defines what integrity is. But here'll be my one answer. Anything written by Simon Sinek, why, you know, about your purpose. And then I would say top of the list is Leaders Eat Last.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of our background. In fact, I refer back to, you know, Colonel McGrady, who was an inspiration. But that was what was drilled into you. You know, when you're deployed or you're out there with your unit, you're the last one to eat. They don't always deliver the right amount of food. If it's cold, you have the soldiers break out their cold weather gear, you know, their parka and gloves. But you don't put yours on until everyone has theirs. And it just sort of beat into you that you're there to serve. It's not about you. You have rank, but you don't have the privilege. Your privilege is to serve others. But that's sort of the basis of that book.
I love it that you just had the courage to name more than one book.
Especially to you, Danita. I didn't stick to your script there.
No, it's good. You gave us a,
that's courage.
It is courage. So you gave us a book of the Bible. Then you said Henry Cloud, who, when you said Henry Cloud, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I think I've read everything by Henry Cloud. Like, which book is he going to say? And then you said anything by Simon Sinek. I'm like, wow, wait a minute.
I'm indecisive. I couldn't pick.
No, I love it. I love it. Being an avid reader, I always love to hear great authors mentioned and authors that I don't know, but you hit on a couple of good ones right there. And of course, you can't beat First Kings. All right. Are you ready for my favorite part of the podcast?
There's more.
Oh, there is more. So here is where you try to trip me up. We've got 60 seconds, and I'm going to ask you as many questions as I can, and your goal is to make me run out of questions. So you can't overthink these answers. They're just rapid-fire questions. Are you ready?
I don't know if I've ever been able to outrun you.
We'll see. I bet you can do it this time.
Okay.
What makes you cry?
A wounded veteran.
What makes you happy?
End of the day, if I say I did my best.
Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger with cheese.
How do you take your pizza?
Everything.
What's your favorite app?
Google Map.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
What book are you reading right now?
I just finished reading Demon Copperhead.
Okay.
Really out of my range, but...
Yes. Well, you made me speechless.
It was based in the Cumberland Gap where my grandparents are from.
Okay. I've got that book on my Kindle to read. What motivates you to get out of bed in the morning?
I have never had a problem. I love the day. If it's the weekend, I just love spending time with Darlene. If it's at work, I just love work.
Favorite color?
Blue.
What's the biggest challenge you have to solve to date?
Budget.
Texting or talking?
talking.
All right. Well, you did good. You tripped me up there a minute. I really wanted to dig into The Demon Copperhead because I have downloaded that book and I'm getting ready to start it. All right. So parting advice for managers. You have been a manager for, sounds like, all of your career, which has been several years. So what advice would you give to a manager?
There's so much, but I would pick this one sentence. Always assume the best of someone else's intent. As I look back, if I've seen things that have tripped me up, it's because I've made assumptions about someone's, their intentions, what they said, what they're thinking, what I think they're going to do. And so just assume the best of others.
That is a great way to end it. Thank you so much, Dean Eldridge. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Danita.
Thanks for listening to the Management Minute. We hope you enjoyed this week's interview. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. If you have suggestions for a future guest, please send me their contact information to donita.brown@lipscomb.edu. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
This podcast is powered by the College of Business Content Creation Studio at Lipscomb University.